Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a couple of special guests live in studio with us. And they brought a ton of food. I'm a bit distracted. A couple of big bags.
Smells
a
really
big
good.
Box. I love Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab here in Chicago. Joining us, chef partner Justin Diglia and partner Rose Waldmeier. They are here to talk about the history of Joe's, what you guys have going on. 25 years here in Chicago. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk, because it's become a staple here in Chicago, right? Celebrations, a lot of people think Joe's a fancy night out. I just love the little bar area in the front, which is cozy little spot, cool little bar, great menu if you just want to do appetizers. I brought up the Manhattan clam chowder. Absolutely delicious. But let's talk about the history of Joe's here in Chicago. 25 years ago, it opened in River North, and it let's just call it a big success here in Chicago. Rose, you want to give us just a little background on the history of Joe's in Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely. So the original Joe's actually opened in Miami in South Beach in 1913. It wasn't at that time and still is a family-run restaurant. And Rich Melman, who, of course, is the founder of Let Us Entertain You, but of a local celebrity in Chicago, he visited Joe's Stone Crab in Miami and was really blown away by the operation. He went out of his way to build a relationship with the matriarch of the time, Joanne. That's third generation for the Joe's family. And he compelled her that if she gave Let Us the opportunity to expand, that he would do well by them. Of course, Let Us also a family restaurant group in Chicago over 50 years old. So we started in River North, which is, you know, a lot of River North has Let Us Entertain You. So we're among some friendly neighbors. And right out of the gate 25 years ago, it was a success. And since then, we've expanded to Vegas and D.C. as well.
And no shortage of steakhouses in Chicago. So 25 years here in Chicago means you're doing something right, because there are a lot of options out there. I have friends who have made Joe's like their spot for any kind of celebration. So to kind of stand out in a town that loves its steak and seafood too, which is where it really shines at Joe's, that's a huge achievement.
Thank you. It is. I really think it goes back to the consistency. Joe's, both in Miami and the lettuce iterations in Chicago, it's all about the consistency. People know they're going to come in. There's not going to be smoke and mirrors. We have the same uniforms. We have the same plateware. We have a lot of the same staff. The people making your food, the people serving your food are the same folks that have been there for 25 years. And I think that is what brings people back. There's a lot of nostalgia now really building generations. We have guests that are like, oh, my parents used to bring me here when I was 10 years old, and now I'm coming here with my newborn.
Yeah.
And I think that is the legacy that we're trying to preserve. So 25 years, I still think we're quite young, frankly.
Yeah, 25.
Well, compared to other lettuce restaurants,
we're
a little young.
Yeah, exactly.
We were kind of joking off air. I can't believe the year 2000 was that long ago. What are you guys doing to celebrate the 25th anniversary?
We have a few different things up our sleeves. So actually this Saturday, we've got a little cocktail reception. So it's from 4 to 6. I love a party. So I was talking to my partners. I'm like, oh, we need to have live music. I want there to be people dancing. So we are going to have, of course, a wonderful display. We're going to have stone crab. We're going to have shrimp cocktail, lobster tails, kind of all the greatest hits from our chilled seafood. Justin and his colleagues from the chef team are going to be carving up some prime steaks. We're going to have some cold martinis. We're going to have some riled fashions. So all of our signature items are going to be available at this little cocktail event. And then starting on Monday the 20th and going through October 31st, we are going to have a really awesome kind of call-out menu, bit of a prefix that features all of our signature items. So your crab bisque, our iconic Joe's chopped salad, bone-in filet, which Joe's really introduced to Chicagoland. There previously had not been a lot of fillets being served with the bone, as well as our Dover sole. King crab legs were one of the few places that actually serves Alaskan red king crab legs still. And then our iconic key lime pie with some other desserts thrown in. So that will be available for the folks that can't make it to the cocktail party this coming Saturday. They'll have like 10 days to come in and enjoy that prefix menu.
Justin, what other menu items, what stands out to you? What do you eat when you're at the restaurant?
What do I eat?
A little behind the scenes, because you know what the chef and the partners are eating. That's
I'm going to fact check him on whatever he says. Yeah. I'll let you know.
You know, I love everything, right? Yeah. But I've now been at Joe's for 15 years, so you see a lot of it. But the thing that we constantly do is taste test. So we're bringing in, you know, maybe a different vendor here and there, and just we build relationships with their vendors, and some of them have been around 25 years. But, you know, we're always looking for something cool out there, trendy, or, you know, just something fun. But to be honest, most of my – we call it comida. It's a family meal.
Yeah.
And we cook – you know, when you are working around a lot of high-cost items and just great food, if you don't feed your employees, they're hungry, right? So we do, and this came from the Joe's in Miami. We cook a family meal. We all sit down for 15 to 20 minutes, enjoy each other, and then it's right back to work, cracking stone crab and everything else.
You guys brought us some fun facts from Joe's Chicago over the years. More than 3.5 million Florida stone crab claws have been ordered.
Yep, and they are cracked right in the kitchen. I tell people there's some booths in our dining room, and they're like, oh my gosh, like the stone crab's so amazing. The steak is the best steak I've ever had. It's cooked perfectly. I'm like, oh, like if you knock on that wall, the cooks can like hear you on the other side. But yeah, all the stone crab, it comes to us straight from Florida. The team in the back is just chipping away at it all night, and yeah, it's an iconic item.
I gotta admit, I'm not good at, you know, cracking crabs. What do you recommend in strategy wise to a rookie like someone like?
Well, this is a great segue because we all now offer through our private dining, we offer a stone crab cracking experience. Nice. So something you want to do with like a corporate meeting or maybe during the holidays, but you come in and the first course is obviously stone crab. We get you a bib, we get you some goggles, and you actually
safety first.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, no, that's very important.
You do the work for the first course, and it's a harder shell, and that's the one thing is when people crack it, you're not trying to like drive a hammer like a nail with a hammer. You got to be like playing with the drums, and you got to pop it because the shell is so hard. If you hit it in the right spot, it just pops, and then because you don't want those small tiny pieces, you know. To be quite honest,
they can be chunk.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
I like the idea of earning your dinner that way. Like it's got to taste better after you've accomplished that.
Well, it's a fun interactive event. You know, just trying to change it up and you know have fun with the guest.
Happy hour. Everyone loves a happy hour. You guys do a happy hour as well?
Yes. We have a great happy hour. It is in the lounge, which you had mentioned earlier in the conversation. But we have all of our wines by the glass. All of our signature cocktails are half price. So you can come in and like have a glass of Chablis, which is my personal favorite. The stone crab is not part of the happy hour, but we have some tremendous bar snacks like our tuna tartare, which is a real crowd pleaser, little crispy rice cracker on the side. So come in, grab yourself a martini, glass of Chablis, tuna tartare, and of course, oysters also half priced. So that's a great way to kind of start your afternoon.
There's a lobster roll on the menu, right? Or am I making that up?
Lobster roll.
Okay, because I've had that.
It's real. All right. It's real. It's not your
imagination. Okay, because I remember I'm like, I was thinking lobster roll.
Clearly, it was a dream.
Lobster roll. It was fantastic. Thanksgiving right around the corner. You guys,
it is crazy. It's not even
we're
Halloween.
We're like five weeks.
Did you get a headache
away
after just
no,
hearing that?
No, crazy. I kind of will just like poke around and look at reservations, and we are almost completely sold out.
Wow.
So if you want to come for an early Thanksgiving brunch, we open at 11, but not to disappoint people that are rushing to the website. Like we book years, it feels like in advance that people will be calling us on January 1st being like, when are you going to have Thanksgiving reservations available? And I think it's because we're, you know, again, we try to keep it really classic at Joe's. We are not going to charge you $150 and like serve you a whole turkey. It's just a nice place. You can come in with your family, have a good time. You can get a little stone crab to go with it. Of course, all of our pies are out of this world. Pumpkin chiffon is one of my absolute favorites. That's available in October and November. But yeah, Thanksgiving gets a little wild, so book early, book often.
And pies to go, right? Or do you do whole meals to go?
We don't do the whole meals. We stick to the pies. We nice. Justin and I were actually talking about this yesterday. We run out of fridge space, so we're like, where are we going to put all the food? That is literally like the problem we're trying to solve right now. We are talking to friends at different bakeries in the city, trying to figure out, like, where do you keep all of your pies? Are we going to have to ask one of our vendors if we can borrow a truck?
I need to get in the pie storing business. Yes, I didn't know this was a thing for
restaurants. There is an opportunity. We are signing up for that service. So, yeah, we sell, like, 300 pies a day on the Tuesday and Wednesday leading before Thanksgiving, so people can have a little taste of Joe's at their home. So it is a huge part of our business.
If someone is visiting Joe's for the first time, my wife and I, we like to like strategize ahead of time and try to figure out the best way to, you know, experience a restaurant for the first time. How would you recommend someone or a couple, family, what do you recommend they do when they come visit for the first time, and kind of the things you recommend they try, and then you're obviously going to hold back a little bit so they come back and try something else the next time, but
we're not holding back at all.
No.
I think you got to go with the Joe's Miami iconic meal if you really want to do it. You got to have stone crab, you got to have our coleslaw. Our hash browns are very unique. It's almost 2 pounds of hash browns that are chopped up and nice and caramelized, and then you finish up with key lime pie. But if you want to stay as classic as there, that's where you go. But obviously, being in Chicago, we have a beautiful steak program. We have a huge fish program. So it's one thing that I really love. Rich Melman said is Joe's is a country club everyone should belong to.
I'd
like to come, because we have fish tacos, we have beautiful sandwiches. But then if you want to splurge and get a dried steak, you can do it. But that's what I think is so special about Joe's, is we really try to capture the whole audience and not
and your
just
wine
a
options
select.
Too, right? That's kind of evolved.
Oh
over
my
the
gosh,
years.
Yes, our partner Kevin Brett is our wine director. He actually has been at Joe's since we opened 25 years ago.
Wow.
So yeah, the loyalty is very strong, and he has built this tremendous wine list. As you can imagine, a lot of American favorites, great representation from Napa Valley, but also currently we're featuring Italian wines. Every month we actually do a little featured wine from a specific winery. Ooh. So right now we are in the wines of Italy, beautiful Chris Vermentino to go with your stone crab. But he's always got tricks up his sleeves. And Justin and Kevin put together terrific wine dinners. We partner with a specific winery, and they actually take it on the road. We have this dinner that goes in Vegas, D.C., and Chicago. And it's just really fun. We, in Chicago, sell out the dinners usually immediately. We do like a little sneak peek for guests that have joined us before. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get on this list. I have not been allowed onto the list. You have to have like been engaged with them for 20 years. But yeah, you got to meet Kevin. You got to get your name on the list and join us for one of these wine dinners, because they are exceptional.
I know we touched on it, but when I first saw it was 25 years, I was surprised. It's just one of those places that feels like it could have been here for 100 years in Chicago. And I love this note too. October 18, 2000, the first Florida stone crab arrived at Joe's Chicago in River North via limousine from O'Hare.
Just making an entrance.
Making an entrance.
We no longer get it shipped via limousine, but it does arrive at our
You know, you don't see stretch limos as much anymore.
Yes, maybe they got an Uber Black.
Yeah. Joe's has to be, and you don't have to name anyone, but it has to be a celeb hotspot, right? 2010, I know you guys had the Stanley Cup there. You did some work with the Cubs during their World Series run.
Oh my gosh,
my wife's big into pop culture. We were there once. She's like, that's so-and-so. I can't remember who it was. She knew who it was and was excited about it. But it's got to be one of those spots, right?
That
the celebs are showing up to Joe's.
And I think, you know, we don't make a lot of fanfare about it.
Right.
So for a celebrity that is like maybe looking for like glitz and glam and to roll out the red carpet, I love that for them. That is not necessarily the Joe's experience. This sounds like super cliche, but we really go out of our way to treat everyone like they are the most important person. Our team that is working directly with our guests, our servers, they have, this is kind of unusual, it's a little like behind the scenes, but our servers run like three table stations, which is very small. A lot of other restaurants are going to have servers that have maybe five or six tables at any given time. We really want our servers to have the time to get to know their guests, to build a relationship, to guide the guests through the experience that is the best fit for that individual guest, because every guest, every table is going to be a little bit different. So we certainly know our friends from the Cubs, from the Blackhawks. We know where they like to sit. We know what they like to eat. But we try not to, like, you know, have all the glitz and glam, because they're coming to Joe's specifically because they want that old school nostalgic experience.
I love it. Anything we missed on Joe's? I want to make sure we covered everything here for the big 25 years at Joe's Seafood.
Oh, my gosh.
Any other nuggets you'd like to share with us?
I was just thinking when you were asking Justin about, like, people coming in and what should they order, I was thinking my daughter just turned 5.
Okay.
And I said, you know, where would you like to go out for dinner? I thought maybe we would get, like, pizza or something. She, like, threw it down, like, I want to go to Joe's. And I was like, okay. I was like, I was going to take the day off. I thought, like, maybe we could do something else. And she's like, nope, I want to go to Joe's. And we went on a Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And I realized that, like, I am part of the team and I work there. But it felt like we were treated like royalty. And when I told the team that, they were like, oh, that is how it is for everyone. And when you are actually able to sit down and experience it for yourself and get a lot of food that you can share, I really will encourage people, come in, like, get the porterhouse, get the dry aged ribeye, but get it sliced. You don't need to eat the whole thing by yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, come with a big group. We got a lot of tables that can seat, like, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. Come in, try everything, share it. You can reheat your hash browns, throw, you know, a fried egg on top of them tomorrow.
And private dining, private rooms available?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that is, I say,
how big groups are we talking?
We can, I have seen us do like 160
oh, okay.
people. I've seen cocktail receptions with like 200. Joe's is a bit rare that we can have groups of 120 people come in. And this is really a testament to Justin and the team running the kitchen. We like offer a menu with choices to 120 people at a time, and we are cooking everything fresh to order and giving them that same experience they would get in the dining room. It's pretty incredible.
Trust me, get the Manhattan clam chowder.
You're pushing
right
it.
When I walked in, I was like, Manhattan clam chowder. This is awesome. 25 years, and we'll put all the information on the post, but throughout October, Joe's is celebrating 25 years here in Chicago. They have a $125 per person menu. Check it out. And still some tickets available for this Saturday.
Maybe like
check
five or six,
okay,
so jump on that quickly. We might have to test the boundaries of our private dining room to see how many people we can squeeze into this party.
Justin, Rose, this is it was great meeting you guys.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For showcasing Joe's, and I think it's time to eat. We got to break into this.
I know, and I'm going to take some photos so listeners can get hungry while you're listening and swiping through it.
Thanks to Justin and Rose again. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Paul. Thank you for listening. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.